the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
Welcome to the radio show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen, the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic. I'm Joe Galewski. To reach Dr. Mike on the email, udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. All the affiliates along the network, thank you so much for tuning in every week. And we're also on iHeartRadio Talk. This is, in fact, this show and all Radio MD shows are part of this exciting new platform. It's basically an extension of the iHeartRadio platform, fully customizable on-demand talk content. We have on-demand music, we have on-demand talk content online and on mobile devices. So, add Radio MD to the Daily Pulse on iHeartRadio, or you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, and go to iHeartRadio.com. You can download an app, or you can search for it on the web. When you go to the web, click Talk in the main menu and search for You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. And you're connected. More than multiple ways to connect to this show weekly on Radio MD. 20 after the hour, what's toxic and what's not with Dr. Gary Ginsberg. A Portland, Oregon reservoir is going to dump almost 40 million gallons of treated water because somebody peed in the pool. Somebody urinated into a city reservoir, caught on surveillance video urinating through an iron fence into the reservoir. And along with two of his friends, he was cited for trespassing. He also received a ticket for public urination. So the question from Dr. Ginsberg is, are we, how safe are our water supplies? Also some other very interesting topics with Dr. Gary Ginsberg at 20 after the hour. At 35 minutes after the hour in this hour, Dr. Mike, we have another very special guest.
That's right. It's Dr. Justin Zivin. He's probably the physician most responsible for improving care of stroke victims. So incredible story of how he fought everybody to, in fact, be able to help stroke victims get better care. Probably is known also for time lost as brain lost, because that was the results of some of the studies. But he's the one who got TPA used for strokes in the first place. Wonderful story. But he has new information, I hope, on even better care of the stroke patient. So we'll come back and talk to him about that, because it is so brilliant work.
Yeah, very important topic. So you need to be here at 35 minutes after the hour. In the meantime, before Dr. Gary Ginsberg at 20 after, let's talk about some of the interesting medical stories of the week. We do this every week here on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Study says we're over the hill at 24 years old. Dr. Mike, what are the details? We're over the hill at 24?
Well, the data on this come from the video games, and your processing speed. That is, you hit your peak at age 24, and it's all downhill at your cognitive processing speed. Now, the reason why 28-year-olds and 29-year-olds and even 40-year-olds can beat some of the younger kids is they use more of the tricks. They get smarter at using other ways other than their native response time to improve on care. So they do get even better. In what they do. So I'm actually really thrilled with how this works. And the fact is that we get smarter in other ways. Part of this is you get a do-over. So although every function in the human body on average declines after age roughly 25, and it's about 5% every 10 years. So your heart function, your lung function, your kidney function, et cetera, if you do nothing about it. But the interesting thing is if you use it, you get to improve on it in other ways. So none of the functions actually have to decline. When you look at people in their 70s and 80s and 90s, about 20% have no decline in any one of those functions, and it's because they've used those in ways and manifest those in ways so that they don't have to decline. And that's true of brain power too. You may lose that speed of processing, but you gain in other ways so that you end up just as smart, just as intelligent, and able to beat those young kids in the video games.
Yeah, when we see members of the elder generation, and we see a woman or man in their 80s and, you know, maybe in their 90s, and, you know, you ask how they are, and somebody might say, you know, at that age, they're 85, they're 90 years old, but they're sharp as a tack, right? Are there some general things that these people do or the way they live that makes them sharp as a tack? Are there some general principles that, or what is it?
Yeah, in other words, the principles are you do things that are healthy, both in diet, in avoiding toxins, as I said, diet, toxins, physical activity, and managing stress. Those are the keys, but it is always using the organ. So if you're it is like a muscle. Well, your brain is like a muscle too, and so you've got to use it. But in fact, it's not only using the brain for intelligence and for balance and practicing things, but in fact, the things that are most important for the brain are managing stress, avoiding toxins, managing stress, doing some intense physical activity, and then, if you will, giving it the right nutrients. So the right nutrients aren't those French fries, but are, in fact, the fish that we talked about on a pescatarian diet.
By the way, what's your take on, in a segment we did with someone who wrote a book about fish and seafood, along with a vegetarian diet, tilapia. We've been, or not me, you've been critical of tilapia in the past. What's your take on, this particular expert talked about tilapia and didn't think it was much of a big deal. Eating it, it has some good things. What's your take on that?
Tilapia is just chicken with the legs cut off. It has no value as a fish. It is a value. It is a food that is relatively neutral, like chicken is. Gives you good protein, and that's wonderful without the side effects. As long as you skip the skin, tilapia, you don't want it. And the most common way it's provided is by fried. You don't want any fish fried, because the fry oil substitutes for the fish oil, so you lose all the benefits. So, in fact, I do believe that tilapia is as good as chicken, but no better. And part of the problem is a lot of the tilapia comes from overseas, is not inspected, and so we don't know what else is with it, if you will. So I still believe that best fish are salmon and ocean trout, and those are the ones you should eat in excess.
We discovered mahi-mahi, though, recently, and we try to have it twice a week, right?
Mahi-mahi is excellent if you really get mahi-mahi. The problem is that a lot of other fish are being substituted for mahi-mahi. As you can tell, mahi-mahi is a relatively a standard white fish, if you will, meaning white. And so, in fact, in the Oceania studies where they looked at DNA typing of the fish, a lot of the mahi-mahi wasn't mahi-mahi, but was, in fact, tilapia. It's actually interesting that you add that. So there are often, quote, mahi-mahi tacos with baked, if you will, mahi-mahi, an excellent way of preparing it. But unfortunately, a lot of that mahi-mahi in the tacos is, in fact, tilapia.
Even what you might buy at the grocery store might be
yeah,
tilapia?
Yeah, unfortunately, when you look at it, about 30% of the mahi-mahi is not mahi-mahi. Now, that doesn't say 70% is, so that's great. See the skin, if you can, to make the right choice.
Got it. Good piece of advice. udocs@gmail.com, Youdocs@gmail.com. After the break, what's toxic and what's not with Dr. Gary Ginsberg here on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamin C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800, or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
You still rely on sugar or caffeine for energy? B12 is known as the energy vitamin. It nourishes your body, supporting mental function and vitality. Problem is, B12 is hard to absorb. Did you know a recent study showed almost 4 out of 10 people had B12 levels in the low normal to deficiency range? This applied to both young and old, even those with adequate meat intake. So it isn't just vegans or older folks who need to be concerned. Until now, the alternative was getting a shot at the doctor's office. What if we had a B12 offer that was simple? Liposomes deliver B12 painlessly. No doctor visit. Why not discover what B12 can offer you? Drink the new liposomal form. Right now, you can get a bottle for 50% off at B12offer.com. This limited time B12 offer is unique and it's easy. Just go to B12offer.com for 50% off. That's B12offer.com.
I can solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business.
I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize your message.
I can teach your children.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours, all of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. The U.S. is experiencing an increase in the number of cases of whooping cough. This is a serious illness caused by pertussis bacteria. It often starts with what seems like a common cold. Then, especially for toddlers, the cough worsens and leads to the characteristic whoop sound on inhaling. During this phase of the illness, which usually lasts more than 2 weeks, the child can get short of breath and the skin around the mouth may turn blue. Older children may cough so hard they vomit. The illness can be particularly deadly for infants who can develop complications such as pneumonia and seizures. Whooping cough is highly contagious and can spread to children who have not been vaccinated. The best way to prevent this dangerous illness is to be sure your child received all doses of the pertussis vaccine. This is usually given as the DTaP vaccine. And for more information on preventing whooping cough, visit www.cisp.org. With a Minute for Kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Hey, we're brought to you weekly by Morning and Night Multivitamins and YouBeauty.com. Time for What's Toxic, What's Not. Dr. Gary Ginsberg is here. It's 5 stories today for the price of 4. Dr. Mike says, move them along. Let's get them all in today in the segment we have with Dr. Ginsberg. So, Gary, Portland, Oregon is going to flush $38 million of treated water because a teenager was busted peeing into a city reservoir. The authorities say that a small amount poses no health risk, but it's all about public perception. Is there more to it than that?
No, it is totally about public perception. With their video cameras, I bet that public water supplies are aware of more than just this one incident. But for whatever reason, this one got out to the media on somebody's cell phone. And so the water company had to grapple with the ick factor of its customers knowing that somebody peed into their water supply. So they, now, of course, this is Portland, Oregon, Mike and Joe, where what do they have a surplus of? Water. So for them, it really wasn't that much of a hardship to just flush 38 million gallons and to keep their reputation. But in other parts of the country, it would have been a bigger deal. You know, the reality is that public water supplies, reservoirs, they are constantly monitoring their drinking water, and they're also monitoring with video surveillance their borders and periphery. And so when something like this happens, probably most times they'll write it off. If somebody backed up to the reservoir and was about to dump a load of botulinum toxin in, they would know about it well before there was a serious threat, because, you know, you'd see somebody driving around. And then, of course, near the water supply. And then, of course, they would do the testing to make sure that it wasn't a hazard. And you would need, it would take a lot more than a little vial of something dropped into a reservoir to become a threat to a community. So we're talking about pickup truck-sized amounts of chemical that you need, not a bladder full from somebody's urine either. And by the way, urine is pretty non-toxic, and it doesn't have a lot of bacteria. I'm not recommending to drink it, but nevertheless, diluted into 38 million gallons, it is a raindrop in an ocean. So really, that was all about perception.
Well, again, I just want to mention, places like Oklahoma, California, Texas are struggling with droughts. I mean, you couldn't, they're flushing it. You don't mean you couldn't use this water for irrigation? That's what I'm just saying, rather than just dump it. But
Exactly. Again, in Portland, they didn't have to think hard about it because they've got plenty of water. But, you know, I think in the future, one of the big challenges is getting the energy from where there's a surplus, like in the desert southwest, to places and where there's a lot of wind, to the rest of the country, and getting the water moved around. It's not a matter of not having enough resources. It's a matter of moving resources. And the northeast, the northwest, we have a lot of water, whereas they are, parched in parts of the country, and it's all about movement of resources, and that's the challenge for the future.
Dr. Mike, where do you want Dr. Ginsberg to go next? What do you like?
And you go to another one that's fast. Go to it.
Yeah. All right. Well, Fukushima has high levels of radioactivity in the fish, in soil. But this is not gamma-emitting type radiation. It's the kind that if you ingested it, it could stain your body and could create a radioactive dose. So I thought it was comical that there is now for sale in Japan, in that part of Japan, underwear, shielding underwear, if you're traveling through or around the Fukushima area, where they've got a little lead shield to protect your the man, not the woman. They're not so worried about the woman's ovaries, but to protect the man's reproductive hotspot, they've got a little lead shield to carry around in your underwear to protect you from, and that's actually for sale. I don't know how popular an item is, but, it's the latest in radio protective underwear. So anyone planning a business trip to northern Japan?
How heavy is the radioactive underwear?
I can't get a weight on it, Mike, but it probably would, you wouldn't need to go to the gym that day. You probably would get enough of a workout just walking down the street, and you'd feel so much lighter when you left Fukushima and put on normal underwear again. It's like Ty Cobb. He used to wear lead spikes just to feel like he could run the bases faster. So when he was, he would train with lead spikes. So anyway, it's that concept. But no, it's totally marketing. Again, it's not like the water story. Marketing sometimes is is more than the real risk.
All right. Furniture.
What about radioactive furniture?
I'm having that too in my mind. This is a fascinating story. We don't have to worry about it here, but Europe, a couple of, say 6 months or a year ago, I believe it was, they stopped a load of furniture from crossing borders because, for whatever reason, they scanned the truck with a Geiger counter, and it was hot. And it was hot furniture. And they traced where it had come from, where it was manufactured, and then where the wood came from. And it happened to be illegally poached wood from the forests of Chernobyl. So that's to point out just how radioactive that nuclear meltdown was and left enough radioactivity in the soil that this wasn't right at the nuclear power plant. This is in the woods, maybe 100 miles away. Still, and that area is off limits to harvesting wood. But somebody illegally did it, turned it into furniture, and as they were trying to export it into Europe, fortunately, now maybe some of it did get through, but at least one batch was discovered, and now there is more closer scrutiny in that part of Russia to prevent the harvesting of that wood. But I just thought it was a fascinating environmental story to show how long-lasting radioactivity is and how one nuclear meltdown can contaminate lots of food, lots of water, lots of fish, as well as even furniture.
Okay, issue number four, Gary, fracking in China. Tell us what's going on.
Yeah, there was a fireball through this province because fracking is now we know that fracking is big in the U.S. and we're trying to get companies in the United States to pay close attention to all the environmental issues. Well, in China, they just had a major accident where, fortunately, it wasn't in a populated area, but wiped out a village with a fireball and like a seismic blast. And in China, they don't have the shallow shale reserves that we have. They have to go 2 to 3 times deeper, so it's more invasive. They don't have the environmental controls that we have here. And so if anywhere on the planet that's going to ramp up for mass amounts of fracking, you have to worry about it's doing it in China. And right now they're just at the beginning. But there is a lot of concern that in these small villages where they don't really know what's going on and where companies get the mining rights, that they're going to go in with a jackhammer and make a lot of environmental mess to groundwater, environmental mess to air pollution. And don't forget, one of the issues with fracking, if you don't do it right, there's a lot of release of methane into the atmosphere, which affects all of us because that is a much more powerful climate change gas than is carbon dioxide. And you do release some methane every time you frack, and if they're not careful in China, they could release a lot more and affect all of our climate.
He's Dr. Gary Ginsberg every week here on the show. Check his website out. It's fascinating. Very informational. What's toxic.com. What's toxic.com. udox@gmail.com is our email address for any questions or comments or issues you have. Want Dr. Mike to talk about? udox@gmail.com. youdocs@gmail.com. Quick break coming up. A topic, a subject, and a guest who's most interesting and very important, so you want to stay where you are. He's next with Dr. Mike on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show here on Radio MD. Stay well.
My story may help you. This is what happened. I was talking to my best friend. I told her I wasn't feeling like myself. I had pain in my pelvic area and bleeding that wasn't normal for me. Since it had gone on for a couple of weeks, my friend said I had to go to the doctor. Of course, she was right. Turned out I had uterine cancer, a type of gynecologic cancer. To make a long story short, by realizing something might be wrong and seeing my doctor right away, I received treatment. Now, we're confident I'll be fine. Please, please listen to your body. If something doesn't feel right for 2 weeks or longer, see your doctor.
Uterine, cervical, ovarian, vaginal, and vulvar cancers are all gynecologic cancers. Signs and symptoms are not the same for everybody. So get the facts. Get the inside knowledge. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO to learn more.
Knowing can make all the difference in the world. It did for me.
A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hi there, I'm Juliana Rancic.
And I'm Bill Rancic.
I love my job as an entertainment reporter, but what I love even more now is being a new mom.
And you are a great mom.
Thanks, honey. I'm very proud of you.
Like any responsible parent, Juliana and I wanted the best for our little son, Duke, and that includes a healthy future. We know firsthand that life is pretty unpredictable. We didn't anticipate getting Juliana's cancer diagnosis or even having challenges with pregnancy. I don't think anyone does. But as parents, we can plan for the unexpected.
That's why we want to share our decision to bank Duke's cord blood when he was born. The blood in a newborn's umbilical cord contains millions of young, valuable stem cells that are used to treat childhood conditions like cancers and blood diseases and are being studied as potential therapies for cerebral palsy and even autism.
Juliana and I are proud to partner with Cord Blood Registry and the Healthy Futures Campaign to help raise awareness about the value of cord blood and the options for saving or donating it.
We encourage you to take action for your family's healthy future. Go to parentsguidecordblood.org to learn more.
Hi, I'm Dr. Regina Benjamin, U.S. Surgeon General. As a family doctor, I've seen the terrible impact of a premature birth. Losing a baby is one of the hardest things a family can go through. As Surgeon General, I see the toll that premature births have on our nation. It can cause lifelong disabilities. It is the leading cause of death in newborns. And our country has one of the highest rates of preterm birth in the world. We must do better. Hospitals need to ensure that babies are delivered early, only when medically necessary. We need research to find the causes of premature birth and research to find new ways to prevent it. Couples need to learn the risk of premature birth and what they can do to have a full-term baby, such as getting a preconception checkup. Remember, 40 weeks is a full-term pregnancy, and every week of pregnancy counts. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies.
I didn't think it was anything.
I had pain in my abdomen. It just wouldn't go away.
I was spotting, but I had already gone through menopause.
These symptoms may be nothing, but they could be early warning signs of a gynecologic cancer, such as cervical, ovarian, or uterine cancer.
Seeing my doctor probably saved my life.
Warning signs are not the same for everyone. If you think something's wrong, see your doctor. Ask about gynecologic cancer. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO for more information. A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is Tour de Cure, and it's more than just a bike ride. It's a celebration. It's where every turn of the pedal helps stop diabetes. Where cyclists of all levels come together to make a difference, to raise money, and to raise hope. It's the ride of your life. It's Tour de Cure. Register today at diabetes.org/tour. That's diabetes.org/tour.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Reach Dr. Mike at udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. We have a special guest now that Dr. Mike is going to speak with, special guest on a very important subject. And here's Dr. Mike Roizen. Dr. Mike.
One of the persons who is literally one of my heroes in medicine throughout the world is a guy named Justin Zivin. Dr. Zivin is an MD, PhD from a not too good school in Chicago. I'm only joking about that, Justin, who was in fact was the person who convinced people to start using TPA. He's got a book called TPA. If you want a wonderful mystery, light read, entwined with medicine story of how medicine gets changed, read TPA. The book he wrote, Justin Zivin, Z-I-V-I-N. But in addition, he's the one who really has kept a huge number of people with brain function and who the time lost is brain lost. So what I wanted to find out, Justin, there's some articles coming out or have come out recently about how the importance of getting to a stroke center and of the time you get to the stroke center. So I want you to comment on that and then tell us what's new in the field. But first, comment on that, would you?
Sure. The way that TPA works is that it dissolves clots. And so it restores brain blood flow, which is the thing that's missing when you have an ischemic stroke. That's a stroke where there's a clot in the vessel. There's another type of stroke called a hemorrhagic stroke, and TPA is useless for that. But the ischemic strokes are about 85% of strokes, and so therefore getting TPA should be considered on virtually every stroke patient. The problem with it has been that it only works if it's given within the first 4.5 hours after stroke begins. So it's, and the sooner you get to the hospital and get the drug, the better you do. So it's not like you sit there and wait until 4.5 hours, but you try and treat the patients as soon as you possibly can. The odds go up enormously the faster you get there. And so what this particular article that Mike sent me was a an article that was talking about improvements that they've been making in hospital time to give the therapy. So essentially they've developed a number of improvements in how fast they can give the drug, and as a result the patients were shown to do better. And this was a huge study. It was 71,000 patients that got the drug. However, what's important to recognize is that it's the biggest time loss is not in the hospital. It's the patients not coming in fast enough. And so what you have to do is, if you recognize or somebody with you recognizes that you're having a stroke, then, you know, the clock starts as soon as you recognize it, and you get in. You don't call your doctor. You don't wait to see if it goes away. You call 911. And I should tell you what the common signs of a stroke are. And they are a feeling of numbness or weakness in arm, face, or leg, usually on one side, vision problems in one or both eyes, dizziness or loss of balance and difficulty walking, confusion or problems with speaking or understanding what other people are saying. And it's painless in the cases of ischemic stroke, or almost all of them. And so if you have any of those symptoms, then, as I said, call 911 right away. Even if you think that it's getting better, get into the hospital and let them make the decision.
So, key thing is your time to getting in the hospital and getting there as quickly as possible.
Correct.
And when you call 911, they know, I assume they know, the stroke centers. Is that right?
Well, the problem is it depends on where you live. In some places, they go to the nearest hospital. That's not what you want. You want to go to a stroke center. And then there are various places in the country that are more aggressive about taking care of patients than others. I mean, cities like Chicago or Cincinnati or San Diego, Houston, those are places that are very well set up to take care of strokes. Rural places, generally speaking, are not, and that's an indictment of our organization in this country.
So now what we've learned that, so getting there fast saves your brain, makes you more functional. Tell us there are other new things in this area that you've teased me with that are really dramatic and may really change the landscape a great deal. Tell us about those, Dr. Zivin.
Okay, well, we have been, for several years now, experimenting with lasers. And there were a couple of studies that were done. One was positive, one was barely negative, and the other one was totally negative, and we don't know why, although we suspect that the equipment was defective. But we've been doing some experiments now. In those studies that were, you know, unsuccessful, the time of treatment, the duration of treatment, was 2 minutes at 20 spots around the brain. What we did in an experiment in my lab was to have a 3 times more powerful laser and expose the brain to 2 hours of treatment, the whole brain to 2 hours of treatment. And what we found was that the laser is twice as good as TPA, and it has no side effects.
Now, this is using a laser in your lab. It was on a brain without a skull on it or not, and would the laser have the same effects trying to go through a skull?
The way it's done is the laser, the one downside of this thing, which is not a big deal, is you have to shave off all the hair on the head. And then you apply the laser directly to the skull, and it goes, and the light from the laser goes right through the brain.
So, in other words, this is a laser whose light penetrates the skull by some technique.
That's right. It's at the right wavelength, so it goes. It's like the bone wasn't there.
So if this works, and I guess you won't know because you need more experiments on this, but if this works, is time of the essence in this the way it is in TPA administration? And we're going to have you come back after the break. We have a commercial break now, Justin, but as soon as the break is over, we're going to have you come back. And immediately, so it's Dr. Justin Zivin, someone who's really changed things on You, the Owner's Manual radio show.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank,
I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.
Are you always looking for places to stop and rest because you're short of breath, wheezing, or coughing? Who wants to live like that? See your doctor for a simple breathing test to find out if it's COPD, a serious lung disease. With treatment, soon you could be living more and stopping less. Visit copd.nhlbi.nih.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Did you know only about 3% of the CEOs of Fortune 500 companies are women?
And of the 18,000 police chiefs in America, less than 2% are women.
So it's no wonder that only 1 in 5 girls believes she has what it takes to lead.
But did you know?
We can change that.
The time you spend with a girl now,
the words you say to her today,
can give her the courage, confidence, and character to become a leader tomorrow.
So speak up.
Get involved.
Nurture her potential.
Share your experience.
Invest your resources.
Did you know?
Together, we can get her there.
Get started today. Visit togetherthere.org.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. Kids often test parental limits and rules, and sometimes parents decide enough is enough. That's when a timeout may be effective. Timeouts stop children from getting attention after they misbehave. Timeouts work best for children between the ages of 2 and 5, but can be effective for kids as old as 10 in some cases. A rule of thumb is 1 minute of timeout for every year of your child's age. For example, a 4-year-old would get a 4-minute timeout. Some guidelines for a timeout: give the timeout immediately after the unacceptable behavior so your child knows why she's being disciplined. Explain clearly why the behavior was unacceptable. Calmly place your child in a quiet, boring, but secure place. If she gets up, quietly explain that her timeout isn't over and return her to her seat. When it is over, wipe the slate clean and remember to praise your child each time and every time she shows acceptable behaviors. With a minute for Kim, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at radiomd.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike on you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. We're talking with one of my heroes, Dr. Justin Zivin. Dr. Zivin is an MD, PhD at UC San Diego, who literally was the one who got TPA to be used for strokes. His book is TPA. We're not talking about that. I just called him this week because there was some fascinating data on how improving time, that is, time you get to the hospital, time in the hospital, improves outcome of stroke. But I knew he also had something that was earth-shattering, and that's what we're talking to him about: the laser treatment, these lasers where you shave the head and then send these lasers at 12 laser points, I think he said, through the brain, and it causes regeneration of brain cells. At least that's what I got so far. Tell me where I'm right or wrong, Dr. Zivin, and when should we expect the next trial of this in humans?
Well, as actually, the original studies were done with the lower energy lasers at 20 points around the skull. This one, we're going to surround the skull. We're going to put in the way that it'll work is we'll have to make helmets that'll have a bunch of lasers in there, and then just put it on and maybe leave it on for a day.
And now these studies were done not within 4.5 hours, but much later, so they were patients who couldn't undergo TPA. But in fact, have you used it in the animal models, your rabbit model stroke earlier? And does it help with recovery if used earlier? Or is it independent of time because of it's a different mechanism, it's regenerating cells?
All we tested is for the first 2 hours after stroke. We produced the strokes, we waited 2 hours, and then we treated for 2 hours. And we did the same thing with TPA. and the result was that the laser was twice as good as tPA.
Twice as good, I assume, at returning brain function. Over what time course did the brain function come back in the animals?
We looked at 24 hours.
So even at 24 hours, there was that much improvement. And I suppose there... So this is relatively rapid nerve cell regeneration or reconstruction or whatever you want to say. What's your guess?
Well,
you know more about this field than anyone else. How soon will we see lasers being used for other neurologic diseases or degenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's or even stroke? When will we see this?
Well, the problem, there's a couple of problems with this right at the moment. And that is that the company that did the laser studies that I talked about in patients went bankrupt. And so there are other laser manufacturers, and this information I'm giving you is so new that we haven't had time yet to get one of these other laser companies interested. Now, obviously, doing these types of clinical trials takes many millions of dollars, and so getting that all put together is going to take us a while. And first we'll have to prove that it works for stroke, and then we'll be able to test it in other diseases. Although there is data, there are experiments that show that lasers are effective in animal models of Alzheimer's disease.
So this is what I would call wow news. When you think about this now, In the animal models of Alzheimer's disease, we really have nothing that works successfully. How good was this? Did it return function totally? Did it return it partially? Did the brains recover volume loss? How good are the data so far? And are we just at the first studies and we don't have the real data on time course of recovery, et cetera?
In the animal models that we use for those studies, the markers were what was effective. The animals don't show the symptoms of Alzheimer's disease. All they were looking at was the morphology. So there's a lot more work to be done in that area.
So when he says morphology, that means what the brain looks like from a standpoint of the detail anatomy of the brain, that is the cellular anatomy, I assume, and that's what you're talking about?
Yes.
And did the studies go on long enough to say whether they regained volume or not? Or were the studies too short?
No, they didn't.
So this is so fascinating, because it really opens up a whole new field, and you think, as I learned, that the reason the laser at this wavelength may work is it causes stem cells and other processes to cause the brain cells to regenerate. Is that right?
Yes. Well, see, I'm perfectly happy to say, since at least for stroke, we have excellent animal models, that this works for reasons that I don't fully understand. But most therapies that we have that are effective, we don't understand very well either. I mean, all the drugs that psychiatrists use have the mechanism of action has not been proven, even though they work very well for depression or psychosis in many cases. We only partially understand what aspirin does. We don't understand the mechanism of action of most anesthetics. So the idea that, you know, we're working with a therapy that we don't fully understand at this point is not important.
Well, I don't disagree. I'm just trying to find out if we know more. Don't This is not. Now, let me go and put you on a spot of a tough question, which is kind of a weird question. If you, God forbid, had a ischemic stroke, meaning you started to have symptoms that you were describing, your arm gets clumsy, you're having trouble verbalizing, would you have TPA, or would you have TPA and this, or would you just have the laser?
We haven't tested TPA plus laser yet, but I have no reason to believe that they wouldn't be additive. I think they would be additive.
Well, you've heard it, and you heard it really first on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, one of the great scientists in the world, because he's also helped a lot of people by persisting and changing things. You can read about it in TPA, the book. His name is Justin Zivin, Z-I-V-I-N, a great scientist. Thank you, Justin, for sharing it with us so early. And thank you for listening. And of course, Sonar, great engineering as usual. We'll be back next week.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamins C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800, or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
You may already take omega-3s for heart and brain health, but what most people don't realize is that DHA is really the preferred form. Did you know if you take omega-3s but your body cannot convert them into the preferred DHA form, you won't get much benefit? The ultimate DHA omega-3 would be water-soluble, so it's already in the right form for digestion. That's a game-changer. It would eliminate the fish burps, be good-tasting, and all-natural. It would be environmentally sustainable from algae oil, plus non-GMO and allergen-free. Well, I have some good news for you. Empirical Labs already invented this. And better yet, you can get a bottle right now for 50% off with a special offer at TakeOmega.com. This is the only water-soluble DHA supplement, plus it's vegan. So go to TakeOmega.com right now for a limited time savings, 50% off at TakeOmega.com. That's O-M-E-G-A. TakeOmega.com.